Welcome to this portion of Focal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Dr. Rick Scarborough, president of Vision America. Dr. Scarborough, it's great to talk with you again.
Well, my pleasure, Jerry. I have great admiration for you and the longevity of your commitment to kingdom principles and advancing the cause of Christ. So it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, likewise. So tell us about this election, and what would you say to those Christians who are thinking maybe they'll sit this one out because they don't like the morality on both sides of the aisle?
Well, I say to those who are thinking about sitting it out, we do have, by many standards, two undesirable presidential contenders, and make no mistake, one of the two major party candidates is going to be the next president. But what I say to Christians who are telling me they can't vote for either, look at the two. The one you dislike the most, if you don't vote for the other, you've given that person one more vote, one less vote for them to be prevented from being elected president. So in my view, not voting is not an option.
Yeah, it's almost like which instinct is stronger, your never Trump instinct or your never Hillary instinct?
Well, that's a fair and accurate analysis, Jerry. But you know, I took comfort. And by the way, I'm going to be a little straight up. This is not, I'm not speaking as president of Vision America when I say this. I'm speaking as Rick Scarborough, American citizen. But if you look at the debate, the last debate, and analyze what Trump said during the first 15, 20 minutes of that debate about judges, that's all you need to know. The two candidates made it clear. One's going to appoint pro-life candidates. One's going to stand for the Constitution. And the other made it very clear that they believe it's a living document. It should change with the times, and it must advance the agenda of that president, which, if you look at track records, it tells you all you need to know. I mean, that's what this debate is about. We've got alligators around the boat of Christianity. We need to fight off the alligator closest to the boat, and then we need to learn the lesson of this election cycle. It's absolutely imperative, Jerry, that the church come together. We had five or six great, godly candidates running for the nomination on the Republican side, and we couldn't unite around any of them.
Mm. Yeah, that's really something. In fact, I remember one person said, Trump wasn't my first choice, but now Trump is my only choice. In fact, I even heard Alan West say that.
Well, somebody will hear me say that before today. That's the truth.
Yeah. Okay, so let me ask you a question. One take-home lesson from this particular election, it seems the issue of character mattering has kind of fallen by the wayside. I mean, that's one. There are some people who would be never in the Hillary camp, but they're also never in the Trump camp, and so they'll vote, some alternative or a write-in or something like that. And they would criticize, us for saying, well, you're basically a hypocrite because you used to say character mattered. Now, in the case of Trump, you're disavowing that principle. Your thoughts?
Well, Jerry, during the Second World War, both Franklin and Churchill aligned themselves with Stalin, whom they knew to be a mass murderer. But Stalin was a lesser evil in their view than Nazi Germany. I mean, they had a threat that threatened the entire European continent and the world. There are times when we have to make unsavory choices, but we have to look at the greater good and realize that right now we've got to stop the encroaching evil. Then we can correct these other concerns. We're not voting for a pastor. We're voting for a president. And we need a president that will uphold our Constitution.
You know, I wonder if there's almost a secret vote, if you will, and we'll see this in the next couple of weeks if it happens. There are people who are essentially quiet about their support for Trump because they fear the backlash if they were to speak out. Now, you're working with an African-American pastor, I understand, and Bishop E.W. Jackson. I've interviewed him before, and you're all out there, speaking out on this issue. And yet I saw a video the other day where there was a Trump-Pence car left in an African-American community, and after, about 20, 30 minutes, these people demolished the car. People in the neighborhood because, you know, you don't want to make a public stance in some places. I mean, that's video. You can see it on the internet. You know what I'm talking about?
Chris Hedges should trump every racial divide. Those of us who love Jesus should reflect that in everything we do. But for some, race is the only thing they seem to want to vote. And that in itself, for the Christian, is antithetical to what Christ himself taught. Jesus taught there's neither Jew nor Gentile, Paul taught, mm-hmm. there's neither Jew nor Gentile. Every great leader we've ever had in this country rose above those issues. And I would say to all of my black and Hispanic brethren, Asian Americans and others, this is a time for us to come together in an effort to save our country. For failure to do so will cause the incarceration of preachers, continued advancement of the radical gay, lesbian, transgender, bisexual agenda, and the destruction of the newborn, or I should say the preborn, even to the dismantling of their bodies. Right now, Christians are donating their tax dollars by force to the dismantling of babies through Planned Parenthood. The whole agenda, ultimately, of universal health care is to control the lifestyles of senior citizens and allocate the health care. We're moving right now in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. And if our black American friends, African American friends, will just look at what's happening in their own communities and ask themselves the question, is the way they've been voting working out for them? I call forth our black brethren, especially our clergy members and our Hispanic clergy members and our Asian American clergy members, to gather around the cross. And then once we get this election behind us, let's join hands and see if we can't together address these social ills that plague our minorities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's interesting, too. I've begun to work on a little piece related to the Colin Kaepernick protesting of the national anthem and so forth. And the irony is, you know, he's dealing with modern America and talking about it as if it's this most racist type of place. He's not talking about 1950s or 1960s America. And you would think, wow, there has been some progress. I mean, last time I checked, we have a black man in the office in the White House, you know, duly elected by the American people. I mean, you know, yeah, there's some racism, but it's, you know, I guess it'll never be solved to, you know, some of these people in their minds.
Colin Kaepernick is not the one to complain. He's a mixed race child that was adopted by a white couple, given the best of education, signed a multi-million dollar contract to be an entertainer as a football player, and he won't even acknowledge our national anthem. What other country on the earth would grant him such opportunity and privilege?
Now that's a great point. That's an excellent point. I mean, we have problems, but you feel in a very real sense that the, let's say the one third or so of evangelicals that they're saying are, affirming neither candidate. Okay. And so I don't know where they're going to go, but you're saying, hey, folks, we need to realize how serious the two things are. Maybe if nothing else, just read the party platforms, compare them, and then vote accordingly.
Well stated. Right now, the last issue of Decision Magazine was nothing but a discussion. And by the way, the Graham organization has never been political, but they put out an entire issue on the two-party platforms. If you just look at what the two platforms state, the choice becomes quite easy for believers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, comment on that further.
One is very clearly pro-life, and stands for traditional marriage, among other things. Also, strong national defense. You know, people criticize conservatives who want to balance the federal budget and reduce spending. They complain, well, you're the same ones that want to spend millions and millions of dollars into the billions on national defense. Well, that is the one thing the federal government ought to do, is defend its citizens. You can't have freedom if you don't have, I mean, you can't claim your rights and practice freedom if you don't have it.
Mm-hmm.
So strong national defense is a very conservative value. And if you look at the two platforms and you look at where we are as a country, one of these candidates wants to continue on the track we're on, advancing transgender rights and all the other ungodly activities of that community. And I'll get some pushback on that. I'm sure I'll hear this tape come up on Right Wing Watch because they track everything I say. But the truth of the matter is the Bible is true, and it says that some things are right and some things are wrong. One of our great shortcomings is the church no longer addresses those things so forthrightly, so nobody knows what right and wrong is. But one platform advances traditional marriage. The other advances the continued deconstruction of marriage. One advances safe and sane Second Amendment rights. The other advances continued invitation and sooner or later outright taking of our arms. There just is no... It's not a difficult choice. If we remove ourselves from the personalities and vote conscience defined by God's word, I exhort your listeners, Jerry, to stand up on this election day and be counted. And God forbid that anybody stay home. I often say the only thing worse than not voting is voting wrong. So get informed, get involved, and vote your values.
Do you think, you mentioned the church, do you think pastors are doing a good job in terms of declaring the full counsel of God in this day?
If they were, we wouldn't be making the choice we're making on election day, Jerry. I realize you were throwing me a softball with that, but clearly, as the church goes, so goes America. But more defined, as the pastor goes, so goes the church. 10 years ago, D. James Kennedy, Jerry Falwell, Adrian Rogers, and a host of other nationally known preachers were declaring forthrightly right and wrong. Today, a different style of preacher is manning the national pulpits, and their message is basically, I'm okay, you're okay, they're okay, we're okay, and it's okay. And I leave it to your hearers to decide, is it?
All right, let me ask you a question. The vast majority of Americans feel we're headed in the wrong wrong direction, and yet, as of the last poll that I know of, especially when you look at the Electoral College map, it looks like Hillary is on her way to becoming the next president, and Hillary has basically promised to continue implementing the policies of Barack Obama. Your comment?
Well, that summarizes the issue. She very clearly will. I mean, her answer on the question at the debate last Wednesday evening regarding the appointment of judges, she basically said, I'm going to appoint judges that will advance the agenda that we've been living under for the last 8 years. She made it very clear where she was on that. Barack Obama told us before he was elected that he was going to change America. Well, he has. I don't even recognize the America I'm living in today, but I am going to devote my resources, my life, the remaining years I have, at restoring this country to what our founders intended. And if not, then I pray that God will give me the will and the courage to die trying. But that is the commitment of my life, and I know it is yours as well, Jerry, and may all of your listeners do what I simply say to our audiences often. Do what you can, where you can, when you can, as well as you can, as often as you can, and that's all God requires.
That's a paraphrase of a quote from John Wesley. That's excellent. Okay, last question because of time restraints. Any comments about the threat of radical Islam and this election?
Any comments about the
threat of radical Islam and this election?
Yeah. Well, clearly.
20 seconds.
The scripture very clearly says that there's coming a day when there'll be suffering such as the world has never seen. Well, we've seen Adolf Hitler, but the incredible brutality of Islam unleashed, we've seen through videotapes and on the Internet, and it's coming to our shores if somebody doesn't stand up and save us.
Dr. Rick Scarborough, always good to talk with you. Thank you. God bless. VisionAmerica.org for more information.